Over the past decade, China has graduated more engineers than the U.S., Japan, and Germany combined. Both AFL-CIO President David Newby and Quadgraphics CEO Robert Kraft agree that's a trend the U.S. needs to reverse. But Newby says even with more investment in education, wages for U.S. workers will continue to decline unless our trade negotiators start demanding that our trading partners guarantee their workers the right to form unions.
So that those workers, no matter what economic level they started at least had the protected opportunity to improve their situation. You can use the phenomenon of international trade and the rules that everybody has to play by in order to improve our standard of living and quality of life instead of undermine it.
But Robert Kraft of Quadgraphics says the best way to compete with China is to invite them to invest in Milwaukee.
We're centrally located in the United States, right in the middle of the North American market. The city has opened its arms to China, and the fact that we're willing and anxious for them to come here to make their homes here, to create jobs here, could be a really big win for this area. And it's a change in thinking. It's an opportunity when many people look at China as a threat or as a problem.
Still others on the panel say the current system for enforcing trade deals do need reform. UW economist Farida Khan says the World Trade Organization should allow workers a voice in setting the terms for trade deals that affect their jobs.
When we send our U.S. trade representative to the WTO, it's mostly businesses that are represented. Our structure of democracy does not allow workers and others to be represented. I think that the problem is, do we represent who we need to represent at the national level and have them carry the message?
Last night's forum was the first in a series at El Verno on the winners and losers in the global economy. The next session, October 5th, will focus on the hidden costs of doing business in China. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.